You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, May 15th, 10:30 a.m. Humboldt Bay National Wildlife Refuge, Shorebird Loop Trail. The gravelly crunch of my footsteps startles a commingling pair of garter snakes next to the path. Their ornate bodies, thick as broom handles, slither beneath a clump of wild radish and disappear into the brambly darkness. Their response is sluggish due to a cool north wind. Persistent clouds and fog are the norm on Northern California's Redwood Coast. While this day offers little threat of rain, there is a thick overcast, muting the sunlight and eliminating shadows. A black-tailed deer browses on the lush foliage growing on the slope of a dike surrounding Long Pond. Dozens of swallows course above a thick stand of cattails growing from the liquid soil between the muddy slough on my right and an ancient tin-roofed dairy barn. Cliff swallows gather mud exposed by the low tide to build their adobe nests in its rafters. Horsetails erupt from the dark mud and spread their alien-looking hollow branches in a green starburst. The rotten egg smell of anaerobic decay intensifies and diminishes with the capricious vagaries of the wind. Mats of green algae have dried and hardened, suspended on the tops of marsh plants by the retreating tide. Fresh water from California's Coast Range flows into Humboldt Bay Estuary, bringing decaying bits of plant and animal matter, along with fine sediments eroded from upstream banks, into the calm waters of the bay. A tremendous abundance of burrowing animals exploit this rich and nutritious food source. These creatures, in turn, serve as an inexhaustible food base for predatory animals, mainly birds and fish. Humboldt Bay is an essential link in the Pacific Flyway, an aerial highway used by birds that nest in the far north and migrate in the winter to Central and South America. More than half of the world's population of Pacific brant geese stop here on their return trip from Mexico to browse on eelgrass in the shallows of Humboldt Bay. Caspian terns soar over the open water as the incoming tide begins to refill the bay. When a bird spots an unwary fish, it hovers in place, waiting for the perfect moment to plunge into the water after its prey. These sleek, elegant birds with white, razor-sharp lines, black crests, and bright orange bills nest here. A long-legged American avocet with a needle-like upturned beak and magnificent buffy plumage relieves its mate on a nest hidden in marsh plants. Several hundred double-crested cormorants have claimed a narrow, eroding sandbar as a nesting rookery. Gulls hover close by, waiting for any opportunity to raid their nests. In the distant surrounding hills, a grove of cypress appears to be dusted in snow. Binoculars parse out the details, revealing the largest egret rookery I've ever seen. As I watch, the entire rookery is shocked into explosive flight, sending hundreds of these snowy white pterodactyl-like birds soaring into the air in a massive, dreamlike, swirling avian funnel cloud. Raptors and songbirds, especially abundant in eastern Oregon, will be the primary subject of this month's talk at the Eugene Natural History Society meeting. The public is invited free of charge to enjoy a presentation by Dr. Pat Kennedy, OSU professor stationed at the Eastern Oregon Agricultural Experimental Station in Union, Oregon. The meeting is on Friday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. in Room 100 of Willamette Hall at the U of O campus. If you have sightings or events you would like to report, or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.